You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Shock, anger, sadness. It's been a long weekend. A lot of people feeling that. The reality of what's transpired for many just setting in. At 6:02 Saturday evening, former president and candidate Donald Trump took the stage at the Butler Farm Show rally. And at 6:15, the first shots rang out. And there is always a plan in advance should an emergency of any sort come when it comes to medical attention. And we're joined by Ken DeFurio, who's the president and CEO of Independence Health System. I met Ken originally before they merged with Exela at the Butler Health System, and Butler Hospital is where they took Donald Trump. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I can't imagine what your life was like Saturday evening and your medical team when you got the word that Donald Trump was headed to Butler Hospital. When did you get word, and what transpired next?
Well, it was as you just opened up, it was a pretty wild and chaotic evening for everybody watching. Actually, I was not at the rally. I live right down the road from the Butler Farm Show grounds. I've been past there thousands of times. I'm, intimately familiar with the layout and what was happening there. There are advanced plans. The way I found out about it, my wife had it live on TV, and I wasn't really watching at the moment, but I heard the shots ring out on TV. And, after that kind of jolt of shock that there was a shooting, just instinctively, I knew it is very likely that President Trump is headed to one of our hospitals, in Butler Memorial Hospital. So, I knew that the team there would be ready to go. I jumped in the car and off I went, along with a couple other members of the leadership team. The law enforcement response, as you would imagine, was immediate. By the time I got to the hospital, they had the facility and the campus completely locked down. Every entrance was blocked. No staff or patients were allowed to come or go onto the hospital campus or in or out of the building. So, Secret Service cleared me, and I got up there to, as I said to them at the entrance, I said, look, I have to make sure that law enforcement is being supported appropriately. that, you know, media is being controlled because media, as you could imagine, was showing up very quickly at the same time. But most importantly, that the staff at the hospital was being supported. So got up there, and it was a scene that I never thought I would, you know, see. Just law enforcement everywhere, a whole lot of law enforcement from FBI, Secret Service, State Police, Pittsburgh Police, Butler Township, Butler City, many with, you know, high-powered rifles and automatic weapons and combat gear. And it was pretty amazing. But most importantly, the president was being taken care of. We had an outstanding team. You know, they were there. They were working. They were ready to go. And they did just a great job. It was, you know, the other thing that was kind of odd about it was a change of shift. So while we are in lockdown, we have people who had been working for more than 12 hours already and people showing up to relieve them, but nobody could come or go. So we had to, you know, manage the logistics of staff. And once we did get the clear from the Secret Service that we could change out staff after several hours, we had to have somebody posted up to actually verify that people were who they said they were, who were coming in to take care of patients. So yeah, it was crazy. And one of the, you know, so we were on diversion immediately, which means that we weren't taking any new patients because we were on lockdown. So we had to notify the Department of Health that we were on diversion, and patients who would be coming to the hospital or to the ER were sent to other facilities. But we had some who were already there. So we actually, some of our nurses who were waiting to get into the hospital to begin working started taking care of patients in the parking lot because they couldn't get into the facility. So, of course, there were ambulances everywhere. We had medical supplies outside ready to go. And then one of our ED physicians showed up to help out. And we, so while the president was being taken care of in the ER, along with the other patients who were already there, we had patients outside, and that, as you remember, was a terribly hot day. It was hot. It was humid. We had patients in the parking lot who were being taken care of, kind of like a, you know, kind of like a MASH kind of scenario. But everybody got taken care of. Everybody got taken care of very well, and we got through it. I'm just so proud of the team. It was amazing.
Ken, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know, you must have been relieved to see that the president was not seriously injured. And the other part of the question is, were the other two shooting victims brought to Butler Memorial?
No. So as it turned out, as you guys know, there is a lot of preparation that goes into this. So there was a big medical presence at the Butler Farm Show grounds for the rally. So the medical team who was out there, they triaged folks immediately. And the folks that you're talking about were flown from the scene to other facilities. And we really were focused on the president at Butler Memorial.
I would imagine that's the protocol is, in this case, Donald Trump first and foremost, and they would have you focus on that, which you did. And I know since being a board member, since Butler Health System and now Independence, what a great team of professionals. And Ken, please express our gratitude to your staff and team for a most challenging day and job, including working with a lot of people who had heat exhaustion, too, just because of the overwhelming heat situation with tens of thousands of people there. So
I sure will, Larry. And, you know, and I do want to say that after the president left and everything was clear, I had the opportunity to get back and thank the ER staff. They were superb. Every one of them that I spoke to told me that the president was an absolute gentleman. He and the Secret Service thanked them a number of times about the excellent care that was provided. And so it was, you know, driving home that night, you can imagine it was just surreal. It's an experience none of us ever thought we would have. But I also want to leave Larry and Paul with this. Our thoughts and prayers are with the victim who did not make it, that gentleman. And I'm sure many of your listeners have seen the heartfelt tributes from his family, just a outstanding member of the community, and our hearts break that that gentleman did not make it.
Yeah, Corey Comparator, who is a former volunteer police or volunteer fire chief with the Buffalo Township Department.
There's been a wonderful outpouring for his family and the other victims, over $3.6 million in one GoFundMe, and then something for the comparators separately, over $800,000.
Which shows you that people just have risen up, and we want it for David Dutch, 57-year-olds, and James Koppenhammer, 74. You're right, Ken. We are thinking of them and their families. And again, thank you and your medical staff. Appreciate the time this morning.
Hey, Larry, real quickly before we hang up, in this post-pandemic world, everybody in the region knows healthcare has been kind of hammered pretty hard. But, man, not just our health system, but every health system through the region stepped up, did a superb job. And as you said, thanks to every healthcare professional out there who just they do their job, but they do the job so well. This entire community should just feel that it is in great hands, because it is.
We are blessed with our medical community, no doubt. Ken, appreciate you. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Ken DeFurio, President and Chief Executive Officer of Independent Health System, on the Big K Morning Show. Coming up 10 until 2, Marty Griffin will be in studio, and also former Secret Service agent who served four presidents. We've come to know Ron Layton very well, Paul, and he is a tremendous resource, Pittsburgh guy. And the number one question is, how did someone with an AR-15 rifle or automatic weapon get a chance to be on a roof 148 yards from the podium? That's the number one question.
I know that there was a division of labor. I know that the Secret Service was responsible for what was inside the perimeter at the farm show. And then outside the perimeter would have been local law enforcement and state police. And that is where the shooter was located, is in that other area.
And Marty will also talk to the Butler County Sheriff, Michael Sloop, who detailed once they were alerted by people attending the rally, there's gun, he has a gun. Two officers tried to get to the roof, had two hands, looked up. Apparently, the rifle was pointed at him, the officer, and he ducked back down below. And then apparently in seconds later or moments later, the shooter turned around and fired at former President Donald Trump.
It was just odd timing. It was the wrong time. Had he had opportunity to get up on the roof undetected, he could have pulled his weapon and dispatched the guy.
I'm sure the protocols are going to change because of this, for obvious reasons. But
he needed to be lifted up by another officer just to get to the roof.
And Marty will talk to later in the show Sheriff Sloop and get his take on what transpired as well. And the Republican National Convention gets underway today. CBS's Sabrina Franza has a recap of what's gone on and what we can expect this week.
This morning, the FBI is saying there are no known threats to the RNC or to anyone attending the RNC. But all of this while their meticulous investigation into the shooting, the attempted assassination of the presumptive Republican nominee.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And former President Donald Trump continues. There's a heavy security presence in Milwaukee as the Republican National Convention begins later today.
Feel pretty safe.
The U.S. Secret Service says it's keeping its security plan as is. Just 2 days after a gunman opened fire at former President Trump's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania.
We have accounted for various security scenarios that may arise, and we are confident in the plan we have implemented.
Former President Trump arrived in Milwaukee yesterday. In a newspaper interview, he said he plans to change his speech later in the week in light of the shooting. Trump also said had he not looked away from the crowd at the moment of the shooting, he may have been killed. During an Oval Office address, President Biden said he had a brief phone conversation with Trump after the shooting.
We can't allow this violence to be normalized. You know, the political record in this country has gotten very heated. It's time to cool it down.
Authorities say the gunman, identified as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, was killed by a U.S. Secret Service sniper. Investigators say an AR-style rifle found near his body was purchased legally and registered to his father, and that bomb materials were found in his home and vehicle.
We had graduated with him, and it was just something I would have never seen coming.
President Biden has ordered an independent review of the incident. The FBI is investigating the shooting as an assassination attempt and potential domestic terrorism. Here at the convention, about 2,400 delegates from across the country are expected to come together today to officially nominate the former president for a third time in a roll call vote.
CBS's Sabrina Franza, and we'll meet some of those delegates from the region here that are in Milwaukee for the week throughout this week on the Big K Morning Show. Here Saturday night, News Radio KDK, including David Balorado. And David, you were up in Butler that evening and
correct,
tried to work your way to Butler Memorial Hospital, try to find a command center for details, and it was a challenge in the chaos.
Yeah, and I will say, given the magnitude of what was happening, you can in a way understand it, but in another way, you have to understand, why wasn't there a better orchestration of the flow of official information coming from the scene that night? Because you would think that if the Secret Service is in charge or the FBI is in charge, they would say, we are the body of power here. We're the ones who are going to be releasing the flow of information. We're going to do it at this point. Our next briefing is going to be at that time. This is what we can tell you we know at this point. Anything you hear that doesn't come from us is not official information, because I commend you. You guys were doing a wonderful job of getting information from credible sources here from the studio. And of course, times have changed over the years where everyone with a cell phone can essentially become a journalist as well.
And by the way, just to remind people, if you attended, the FBI is asking if you shot any photographs or videos or if you have any eyewitness information. Even if you think it's insignificant, you're being asked to share it. FBI.gov-Butler, FBI.gov-Butler. Dash Butler. So in the moment, the chaos, and then we realized that Corey Comparator, a former volunteer fire chief, volunteer firefighter, father of two daughters, protected his one daughter and wife in that moment and was killed. Certainly you think of the victim and the two others who are still hospitalized, and then people want to know the why.
Right.
And you spent yesterday in Bethel Park around the home of Thomas Crooks, the 20-year-old who graduated from Bethel Park High School two years ago. What did you discover?
Not a lot, because most of the people who lived down in the actual street itself, I guess, were evacuated and finally given clearance to come in. What, it was early this morning that the official word said that he could do it. So you had a lot of, for want of a better term, sightseers who were coming by to check and see what was going on. And Bethel Park is still a small enough community that everyone seems to know everyone.
Sure.
But the one thing about him is that most people really didn't seem to know much about him. They knew who he was, but they said in high school, I heard this from both a substitute teacher and a classmate and another kid who came along as well. He just seemed to be somebody that was always off by himself and seemed to be a loner, somebody who sort of fits the stereotypical profile of what we hear about for this type of thing. But again, there's no word yet on what the motive could be. I mean, it's the first guess that a lot of people would want to make is this could be political, obviously. But then again, it could also be something like trying to impress Jodie Foster, right? I mean, at this point, we just simply don't know much about anything.
And they're trying to make sure if there are any connections with any other groups or individuals. Was this just a lone act, or was he working in somehow in tandem with someone else or a group? They'll exhaustively go through that process. I would imagine a lot of that information may be contained on the cell phone that they have.
Sure.
It's in Quantico, the FBI's care, and they will analyze that. But so shocking to all of us in our community, and to think that someone could get up on that roof with that kind of weapon 148 yards from the podium is the number one question that people have about security.
Right. And a lot of the people that I spoke to on Saturday night, because I was in the outside perimeter of it, so I was able to talk to people who were associated with a Trump merchandise table that was across the street. So these are the folks who could actually see from behind of that building at the AGR complex. They could actually see him go up and climb the ladder. And they started trying to notify police immediately as soon as they saw what was happening at that point. So I think on the one hand, what may be encouraging is going back to what we all learned after 9/11. If you see something suspicious, report it. And the people saw something suspicious and they were trying to report it.
And so far as people are trying to, put the timeline together, we know that Donald Trump took the stage at 6:02. At 6:15, the first shot rang out. And looking at the 148 yards off to the side, there were police officers trying to get to the roof based on people saying, and with two hands, we heard Butler County Sheriff Mike Sloop, who's going to be a guest with Marty coming up in middays here, said the officer apparently pulled himself up to look up to the roof, and apparently Crooks had turned the gun on him.
Okay.
And then he went back down, he wouldn't have a hand on a weapon or, to try. And then in a moment, split seconds, I don't know exactly what, I guess he realized he's been discovered.
Yeah.
And then decided to take the shot. And you had to think he knew at that point that once he took that shot, it was very likely that he would himself be shot.
Right. Now, of course, this raises the other question, too, is should that have been a responsibility of that department, or should it have been the Secret Service? Because we've been reading that the Secret Service did, for want of a better term, outsource some of the coverage of this to local police forces as well, who may not be as adequately trained as the Secret Service. So it sounds like he did a good job of trying to get up there and to stop him.
And that said, that will be the focus of the investigation. So the details on Thomas M. Crooks, Bethel Park, 20 years old, just tragic all the way around. And I just think of that firefighter. It's kind of haunchy,
with the 73-year-old man from Moon in critical condition.
And the other victim is David Dutch, 57, James Copenhaver, 74. And their conditions are completely unknown at this time, but they're moved to a more stable. So our thoughts. David, thank you. Appreciate your work over the weekend, too. Sure. David Ballarato, part of our news team here at KDKA. Coming up, we'll talk to Marty Griffin next. Coming up, 10 until 2, Marty Griffin is in studio. Marty scheduled to be on vacation, but obviously felt it important enough to be here today. And appreciate you being here with former Secret Service agent Ron Layton in studio. Ron, good morning.
Good morning.
Busy, busy weekend. And I know you have a lot to dissect and go through and talk about this morning.
Well, because he's so... My man was a step away from being the head of the Secret Service, so people have some context here. And it's very difficult, and I don't want to speak for Ron, but I know this, for a man like him to watch what happened Saturday, to watch a gunman on video climb a ladder, stand up on a building, get up and down, up and down, up and down with a gun, and nothing happens. And then a president, a former president, is shot. It's painful, isn't it, Ron? Painful.
I'm furious.
Yeah, yeah.
Angry.
Yeah. And this crap about everything was flawless is why the Secret Service will implode over this. You watch. And why wouldn't it? If that happened on your watch, Ron, and you were in charge, you'd be done. Done, sir. And within an inch of this man dying would have changed America forever. Hey, thank God he died. Thank God he didn't die. And the other thing that gets lost in this poor man, this firefighter, God bless him, who died. Jesus, man.
By all accounts, a wonderful father, family man, a man of peace, a man who served since 1994 as a volunteer firefighter in Buffalo Township, was the chief at one point, Freeport High School grad, Corey Comparator. Yeah, that just rips your heart out. When I read his daughter's post, Marty, I know you put it out there on X. So you go from shock to anger to sadness.
But listen to this. This is at right as the shooting happened, within seconds. This is the crowd. Listen to this. This is amazing about America.
And that's when Donald Trump put his fist up to show I'm okay and said, fight, fight, fight.
Ron? And for those who think this has no impact on this election, you're high. You're delusional. I mean, the game changed forever. And I would guarantee you this. Security changed forever. But here's the dilemma, and we're going to talk to Ron about this. Everyone needs security now. Local judges. Seriously.
Yeah. It's a game changer.
Local mayors, state senators, governors, where does it end?
And Ron, I don't know you as nearly as well as Marty, but I could hear in your voice Saturday, at the end of our conversation, I could hear the emotion and anger, and appreciate you being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up with Marty Griffin.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.